Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续与保罗一同在风雨中前进。
We continue with Paul to forge ahead in the midst of storm.
那今天我们要跟保罗一起进入到23章。
Today we shall go with Paul into chapter 23.
继续是耶路撒冷的捆绑。
We will continue with the bondage in Jerusalem.
那么23章，保罗站在犹太人最高的法院，向这些法庭的成员，来为自己辩护，为自己的清白来辩护。
In this chapter, we can see Paul standing before the Sanhedrin or the council, to put up his defense.
我们看使徒行传二十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 23.
我们先读一节到五节。
We read from verse 1 to verse 5. Verse 1, then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." Verse 2, and the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Verse 3, then Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall, for you sit to judge me according to the law, and do you command me to be struck contrary to the law?" Verse 4, and those who stood by said, do you revile God's high priest?" Verse 5, then Paul said, "I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it's written, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people."
一开始就告诉我们，保罗很看重，很认真地来面对这一次的审判。
At the beginning, we can see that Paul was very serious in looking at this judgment.
因为这些人现在站在他面前的就是告他的人，就是要追杀他的人。
Because all these people before him were those people who were plotting to kill him.
而且这时候站座的人呢，全部是犹太人里面最高的法院、最高的审判官、最高的这些成员都在里面。
And all these people before him, they are the council members, comprising of the highest, members of the Jewish public.
所以保罗定睛看作公会的人，就说明他非常用心的、很认真的，来面对这些控告，来辩护。
That is why in verse 1, Paul was looking earnestly at this council. In other words, he was very serious in viewing all these accusations against him.
他第一句话要做的见证是什么呢？
What was the first thing that he said?
他说，我行事为人，我一生的为人，都是向神负责的，都是面对神的，向神负责的。
He said, "I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day."
因此他说，我在神面前行事为人，都是凭着良心，直到今天。我是对神负责的。
In other words, he said he was accountable to God.
今天许多人在人的面前做得很漂亮，在人的面前得到很多的赞赏。
Today, many people, they perform well, they conduct themselves well before people.
在人面前是不是很负责，但是在神面前有负责吗？
Before men, they seem to be very responsible, but before God, are they still as responsible?
这是他开口的第一句话，见证神。
This is the first thing that Paul said he witnessed for God.
在我的生命当中，我就是向神负责，最重要的就是我的神。
In my life, God is the most important, and I am accountable to Him.
第二件事，我行事为人，我做的事情都是凭良心来做。
And second thing is, I have lived in all good conscience, and I have a clear conscience before man.
上一次传道有分享过，有解释过良心的道理。
I have explained this thing about conscience.
今天的良心已经埋没了，已经没有良心了。
Many people do no longer have a conscience.
今天良心还值多少钱啊？今天还有没有良心啊？
What is the value of their conscience? Do they still have conscience today?
我们说谎的时候，请检讨一下，会不会脸红，会不会心儿跳？
When we tell lies, do we still blush or does our heart still race?
我们对父母大小声讲话，甚至责备父母的时候，我们心里有没有觉得责备自己？心里有没有觉得这个是不应该的事？
When we are not polite towards our parents, does our conscience still prick us? Do we still feel guilty about it?
我们好几次没有来教会，没有来聚会，有没有责备自己说觉得对不起主，这样是不对的，是对不起主的，有没有这样的感，有没有这样的责备？
During the countless time that we did not come to church, did our conscience prick us and were we feeling guilty towards God?
如果没有，就等你说你的良心已经 慢慢的消失了那个功用了，已经没有了那个功用了。
If your conscience does not prick you anymore, that means your conscience has been is already blemished and it no longer serves its purpose.
良心的那盏灯啊，开始要灭没了。我不敢说没有了，开始那个灯要灭了。几乎要灭了，没有灯了。
The light in your conscience is beginning to be extinguished.
我为什么这样讲呢
？Why do I say so？
因为当时以前我们说谎会脸而红心而跳的呀，
in the past,
真的会的呀。
In the past, when we tell lies, we tend to blush or our hearts tend to race.
我们对长辈说话，对父母亲说话没有礼貌，觉得哈、哦。心里很觉得很难过，不对的，觉得自己这样是不对的，会责备自己的。
And if we are not polite towards our parents, then we will feel that it is not right, and our conscience will prick.
我们一两次没有来聚会，我们也觉得对不起主耶稣的，我们觉得这样的行为、这样的信仰是不对的。
And if we do not come to church for once or twice, then we will also feel guilty, and we know that it is not the right thing to do.
这些都说明，良心的灯一直那个灯一直在亮，一直在照着我们内心里面的对跟错。
And this tells us that this light of conscience in us is still continues to shine brightly, telling us what to do.
保罗是在众人的面前来见证他对神负责，以及他的为人是怎样的为人。
Here, Paul, before the council, he told them how he has lived in all good conscience.
来第二节
，verse two.
大祭司他在讲出这句话的时候呢，大祭司亚拿尼亚就吩咐站在旁边的人打他的嘴。
As he was speaking, this high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike Paul on the mouth.
这是第一节啊，保罗刚刚开始讲话，说他对神负责呀。
Paul in verse 1 says that he is responsible towards God.
开始讲话，还没有讲完就被打了。
And before he even finished speaking, he was struck in the mouth.
我们介绍过这个大祭司，他就是公会里面的祭司长，就是公会里面的主席，最大的嘛。
We have introduced this Ananias. He was the chief high priest, and he is the greatest of them.
那所有里面的祭司人都听他一人的，都听他的。
All the priests would listen to him.
他是非常有权柄的人呐、啊。
He is very powerful.
无论在审在最高法院里面，还是在宗教在圣殿里面，他都有最大的权力。
Whether in the court of law or whether in the temple, in terms of religion or in administration, he wields the greatest power.
这里让我们看到权力的傲慢，权力。非常傲慢。
So we can see that having this power makes him very stubborn.
你可以随便打人的吗
？Can he simply strike people?
没有说错，也没有做错，也没有被定罪，就可以这样打人的吗
？Before Paul was even found guilty, can he even strike Paul?
这应验了我们常常讲的一句话。
And this fulfills what we often say.
权力使人腐败。
Power, authority will fail us.
绝对的权力，绝对的腐败。
And absolute power will give us absolute failure.
这确实是这样的。
This is indeed true.
那犹太人的法律很看重受审者的权力。受审判的人的权利，他们很看重。
The Jewish law looks highly on this right of the criminal.
这种不分造摆的，没有审判，没有定罪，他都还没有开始啊，就打人家，就打那个受审者。这个是违背律法的呀，这是不对的， so, 不对的行为来的。
Before this man is even sentenced, or before he is even found guilty, this high priest has struck this person, so it is against their law.
所以第三节保罗就控诉这个大祭司嘛，保罗就控诉他。
That's why in verse 3, Paul charged him.
你坐堂为的是按律法审问我吗？你今天这样来审判我，你有按照律法来审判我吗？你的行为有按照律法吗
？What you have done today to me, is it according to the law？
你竟违背律法，你自己是个律法的维护者，是律法的宣判者，你却自己违背律法，吩咐人家来打我，那是违背律法。
Since you are the upholder of the law, and you are now judging me, and you are striking me, you're doing something that is against the law.
难道这个大祭司不懂这个律法吗？
Do you think that this high priest did not know the law?
他就是这个律法的chairman 啊，主席啊。
He was the chairman of this law.
他当然知道了。
Of course, he knew it.
他打保罗的嘴就是故意是要羞辱他的。
The reason why he struck Paul on his mouth is to deliberately humiliate him.
按照律法打一个以色列人的嘴 那就是因此他们认为这是冒犯神的荣耀啊，是冒犯神的荣耀。
According to the law, if they were to strike the person on the mouth, it is to humiliate them, in the glory of God.
你在圣殿里侍奉的，你不知道这是冒犯神吗？你在法庭上的主席哦，法庭的最高的主席，你不知道这个律法吗？你都在犯错误啊。
As the high priest and as a person serving God in the temple, by right he should have known all this law.
我们看到的不是他不懂律法，这就是权力的傲慢。非常的骄傲。
It is not that he does not know the law, but what we see is he is very arrogant.
我知道律法，我现在打你就怎样？我说打就打，怎么样
？I know the law, and what if I were to strike you? What can you do?
谁能够对付我？谁能够控告我
？Who can lay a charge against me?
这个就是一种权力的傲慢。
This is abusing his authority.
也就是权力使人腐败的一个很真实的现象。
And this is a reality of life that's happening.
那主耶稣受审的时候，也曾经被人用手掌来打嘛，是吗
？When Jesus was being judged, he was also struck before.
而且主耶稣当时受的羞辱，比现在保罗受的更大更多哟。
In fact, the humiliation that Jesus went through was far greater than what Paul suffered.
我们来对照一下看，主耶稣也同样站在大祭司面前的情形。
Let us see, let us compare when Jesus stood before the high priest.
请看这个马可福音书十四章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Mark chapter 14.
六十五节。
Verse 65.
十四章的六十五节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 65.
请念。
Then some began to spit on him and to blindfold him and to beat him and to say to him, "Prophesy!" And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands.
一样嘛。五十三节说。他们把耶稣带到大祭司那里，那么又有众祭司和长老文士，也就是公会了，就是同样一般，也就是那一般人呐，就是那一般人。
And verse 53 tells us that Jesus was led to the high priest, and with him were assembled together the elders and the scribes. This is also the Sanhedrin or the council.
那当主耶稣在回答的时候呢？就人家吐口水在主耶稣的脸上。
And when Jesus was replying to their charges, someone spat on him.
然后又用布蒙住他的脸。
And they also blaspheme against him.
然后又用拳头打主耶稣。
Sorry, they blindfolded him and they struck him with their palms of their hands.
然后就挑战他说：“你说预言啊，谁在打你啊？你这么厉害，你说你是神，你现在知道谁打你吗？你说呀。”
And challenge him and say, "Prophesy and tell us who are the ones who beat you and strike you now."
那跟着呢？那些差役呢？又用手掌打他。刚才是用拳头打，那拳头打一定是打身体了。
Before that he was beaten, so he was probably beaten in the body.
那拳头也会打脸呐，打头了，也会了。
But sometimes with the fist, they can also hit the face.
那请问手掌是打哪里的
？And where do they hit the palm of their hands?
一般上，当我们用手掌打人的时候，就是刮他的脸啊，就是打他的脸啊，一般上就是这样。
Normally, when a person hits someone with the palm of their hands, it is towards the face.
因为如果打他身体是用拳头的。
Because if it is to hit the body, then they will use their fist.
主耶稣，你看这里对照哈，在当日的公会受审。受的比保罗受的更多羞辱，更多的痛苦。
So if you were to compare Jesus before the council and Paul, you can see that the sufferings of Jesus was far greater than Paul's.
不过保罗现在呢，也正在经历主耶稣所经历过的，受耶稣所受的，痛耶稣所痛的，苦耶稣所苦的，他正在走这一条道路。
So Paul at this time, he was also undergoing the same suffering, the same sorrow that Jesus has gone through before.
那第三节，我们回到《使徒行传》二十三章。
We go back to Acts chapter 23.
刚才我们说了，保罗很愤怒的来控诉这个、指责这个大祭司。
And we have mentioned a while ago that Paul was angry and he rebuked this high priest.
保罗直接说：“你这个粉饰的坟墓啊，这句话很重啊！这被大祭司最高权力的人，在圣殿里面最圣洁的人。”这被他，你是粉饰的墙。
Paul was so brave as to rebuke this high priest to say that he is the whitewashed wall.
这句话的意思是指责在当众人的面前指责大祭司是个假冒为善的人是个非常假冒的人。
And this whitewashed wall would infer that he is a hypocrite.
这句话我就想起主耶稣这被法利赛人的弃个货。
And I also remember that Jesus also rebuked the Pharisees, the seven woes.
其中一个是说, 你们有祸了。
One of them is, woe unto you.
你们洗净杯盘的外面。
You only clean the outside of the cup.
但是里面却渗满了勒索跟放荡。
But inside of the cup is full of blasphemy.
你们有祸了。
Woe unto you.
你们好像粉饰的坟墓。
You are like whitewashed tomb.
那外面很好看, 但里面却装满了死人的骨头。
Externally it is beautiful, but internally it is full of corpses, dead bodies.
一切的污秽。
And all things that would defile people.
这是当日主耶稣责备法利赛人的气可惑。
And these are the seven woes that Jesus used to rebuke the Pharisees.
今天保罗这句话也是跟主耶稣讲的道理是一样的。
So when Paul rebuked this high priest, it is in the same light as Jesus.
也就是这些公会里面的大祭司、文士、法利赛人，也是这一群人来的。
So Paul was also defending against these high priests, Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribes.
不是耶稣时代那个大祭司啦，不是那个，但是都是换来换去，就是这一些人来的啦，这一群人呐。
It is not the same high priest during the time of Jesus, but it is a different one.
这个是叫做亚拿尼亚。
This high priest is called Ananias.
亚拿尼亚的意思就是神所保护的。
Ananias means God protects.
另外一个意思叫做主是恩慈的，是对我有恩慈的。
Another meaning is God is gracious to me.
是不是因为这样，让他更加的狂傲，更加的骄傲？
Is it because of this interpretation of his name that made him so puffed up and arrogant?
我不单只是大祭司，我又是神所保护的。
Not only I'm the high priest, I'm also one who is protected by God.
就算我有过错，主对我是恩慈的。
Even if I were to transgress, God is still gracious unto me.
这是他名字的意思了。
This is the meaning of his name.
但是看他的表现行为，似乎就是这样。 仗着自己是大祭司，是神所保护的，是主耶稣有怜悯的，就一直在做恶事。
But if we were to see how he conducts himself, then we can see that he continued to do all this evil.
那保罗说，神责打你啊，保罗说神要责打你。
So Paul said, God will strike you.
这是保罗对他说出的预言，还是一种愤怒的话，还是一种审判的话？
So this is probably a word of judgment or prophecy or rebuke by Paul.
不过这个大祭司呢，后来呢，被罗马政府剥夺了他的职衔啊，把他大祭司的职分拿掉，把他最高公会的那个主席的位拿掉。
So later, the Roman Empire stripped Ananias of his position as the high priest.
那他在主后66年后来被犹太民族民主主义者。 被犹太人暗杀而亡。And
in AD 66, he was killed by his fellow Jewish countrymen.
因为大家不尊重他呀。Because
he was not respected by the Jews.
在众多的大祭司当中，这个是最烂的、最坏的、最烂的一个大祭司，最糟糕的一个大祭司。
Amongst all the high priests, he's probably the most evil and corrupted one.
其他的大祭司也不是说很好，但是这个是最烂的。
The other high priest may not be that great, but this is the worst of them.
常常跟罗马政府有那个政治上的来往啊，那出卖了一些原则，出卖了一些犹太人的一些原则。
He would always collaborate with the Roman Empire to sell his fellow countrymen.
不过每一个做大祭司的人，一定要跟罗马政府搞好关系的，因为罗马政府有权利推荐你，或者有权利撤你的职。
So every high priest would have to be in good cooperation with the Roman Empire, a Roman government, because they have the power to elect you to that position.
所以说神要，所以保罗说神要打你啊，不懂是不是这样的应验呢？
That is why Paul said God will strike you. I'm not sure whether his prophecy came true. It's because of his prophecy.
一个大祭司如果被自己的民族来暗杀，就等于说他们对你已经很愤怒了。 他们对你是你在他们心目中是不受尊敬的。
If a high priest can be killed by his fellow countrymen, then he no longer commands their respect.
那保罗对这种不公平的审讯，他表现他自己的愤怒。
And in amidst of all this injustice, Paul showed his
他的愤怒
his anger
啊，所以他责备他，你是粉木粉饰的墙，责备他，神要打你。
That is why he rebuked the high priest. God will strike you.
这是一种愤怒的表现。
This is a manifestation of his anger.
那主耶稣面对这种不公平的审讯的时候，你去对照一下，主耶稣却是一言都不说，就是安静了。
If you were to compare, how Jesus conducted himself before the council, you notice that Jesus was completely silent.
主选择沉默了。
The Lord Jesus preferred to shoulder everything quietly.
其实主耶稣之前也是有回答的，也是有解释的。
Initially, our Lord Jesus also tried to explain.
那后来看到他们根本就不是要听你讲，他们根本不是都不是要听你解释的。
But when he realized that the people did not want him to explain, did not listen to his explanation at all.
那就在那一刻开始，主耶稣就不再回答，不再说话。
Then it was at that time that Jesus stopped explaining himself, and he kept quiet.
并不是说你表示愤怒，你表示你解释就不对，不是哈。其实主耶稣之开始也是有解释的
哦。It doesn't mean that Jesus did not explain himself, but actually he did.
好，我们回到第四节去。
We see verse four.
那第四节站在旁边的人呢、啊，就责备这个保罗说：“你辱骂神的大祭司啊！”
And those who stood by Paul, rebuked him. Are you so daring as to revile God's high priest?、
哦旁边的人、哦、也保护这个大祭司、哦、或者是捧大祭司了。
Those people around the high priest, they were also trying to protect this high priest.
根据犹太人的遗传、哦、凡毁谤大祭司的，便犯了对神不尊敬的罪、哦、你毁谤大祭司就是毁谤神、哦、对神不尊敬。
According to Jewish laws, if you revile God's high priest or if you show disrespect to them, then you are actually reviling or showing disrespect to God.
那这是件严重的罪啊。
So this is a very serious sin.、
啊、保罗责备这个大祭司，你说、哦、是对神不尊敬。
So when Paul rebuked the high priest, it is a disrespect towards God.
但刚才大祭司叫人家打保罗的嘴巴，那是对神不尊敬的，那又没有人去。没有人去维护，为什么没有人去讲呢
？So when the high priest asked people to strike Paul on the mouth, why is it that nobody defended Paul?
那保罗如何回答呢
？Then how did Paul answer?
我们看这个第五节。
We read verse five.
保罗说：“兄弟们，我不晓得他就是大祭司啊，我不知道呢。”
Paul said, "I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest."
不单只不知道，保罗还用圣经哦。拿圣经来说，圣经记着说不可以毁谤你百姓的官长啊！保罗还拿出圣经来听，就是旧约圣经啊。
Not only he did not know that was the high priest, he even used the Bible to defend.
这个是记录在出埃及记22:28里面的。
It's written in Exodus 22:28 that it is written in the scriptures, not the Bible.
保罗说他不知道这个是大祭司，他是真的不知道他是大祭司。以为不过是工会里面其中的一个成员，一个 member 而已。他真的不知道吗？还是他真的就是不知道
？Did Paul really did not know that Ananias was a high priest? Did he think that he was just any ordinary priest?
这是第一个问题。
This is the first question.
第二个问题。
A second question.
保罗他本来就知道他就是大祭司啊。
Actually, Paul knew that he was the high priest.
那他这句话回答我不晓得他是大祭司啊。这句话是在讽刺他，讽刺这个大祭司。
So when Paul said, "I did not know that he was the high priest," this is just to mock the high priest.
意思说啊，他就是大祭司啊，怎么我都看不出他是一个大祭司呢？看来看去都不像呢。他意思是这样。
It's like, "Oh dear, is he the high priest? But how come he does not look like a high priest at all?"
我没有想到这个吩咐人打我嘴巴的人，他竟然是一个大祭司，我是没有想到呢。
I did not realize that the one who commanded people to strike me in the mouth was actually the high priest.
你认为呢？他是真的不知道，还是在讽刺他呢
？Do you think that Paul actually did not know he was the high priest, or was he really mocking him?
那保罗为何要引用圣经哦？说不可毁谤百姓的官长呢？他为什么又要引用圣经呢
？Then why did Paul use the scripture to say that he is not supposed to speak evil of a ruler?
你试试看，为什么
？Give it a try. Why do you think he said that?
他的用意是什么？
What is his purpose?
保罗他深知道圣经的话，圣经的教训，他非常清楚。
Paul was very familiar with the words of the scriptures.
所以他马上说，圣经记载说不可以毁谤百姓的官长。他马上圣经拿出圣经的话呀。
That is why immediately he made use of the words in the scriptures.
但是呢，这个人啊，不配做百姓的官长啊，他不配呀、啊。
In other words, he's trying to say that that person, the high priest, is not even fit to become the ruler.
这是保罗拿圣经的时候，拿出神的话来的时候，是在定他的罪。是啊，圣经是告诉我们，教导我们不可以毁谤长官啊。可是他不配啊，这个人，所以我责备他，因为他不配当一个百姓的官长啊。
So Paul was making use of the scriptures to rebuke the high priest. Then he is not fit to be the high priest because he did wrongly.
好，继续看下去。
We continue reading.
来看六节到十节。
We read verse 6 to verse 10. Verse 6, but when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Concerning the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am being judged. Verse 7, and when he had said this, a dissension arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. Verse 8, for Sadducees say there is no resurrection and no angel or spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. Verse 9, then there arose a loud outcry, and the scribes of the Pharisees' party arose and protested, saying, We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God. Verse 10, now when there arose a great dissension, the commander, fearing lest Paul might be pulled to pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and bring him into the barracks.
没有想到在公会前的审判哦，结果会变成这样。
So we never imagine that this defense, his defense before the council will turn into this manner.
那个大祭司也没有想到会这样。
And even the high priest had never anticipated this.
但是会造成这样也是他引起的，他造成的。
He actually is the one who should be responsible for this.
因为保罗在好好的在见证神、见证他的为人的时候，你就打他了，叫人家打他了。
Because when Paul was still bearing witness, he asked someone to strike him.
保罗他也违负律法，他也是要违负律法。你这样做是违反律法，不单只保护他自己，他也要拿出律法来维护啊。
So Paul was defending himself and also upholding the law.
结果保罗责备他，那旁边的人又责备保罗。你责备保罗，保罗又拿出圣经来。
So when the commander, the high priest, asked those who stood by him to strike Paul, Paul used the scriptures to defend himself and to rebuke the high priest.
好像他们两个人在吵架这样啊，都没有在真正的进行审判嘛。
So it looks like both of them were arguing and there was no judgment being carried out.
那不管是的人又来替大祭司讲话。
And those people who are not related to the trial also spoke on behalf of the high priest.
这根本都没有进入到真正的审讯里面去啊。
So they have not even gone into the trial yet.
所以我们从第六节开始看到保罗哦，他面对这种受审的情况、不公平的审判哦，他的智慧、他的机智啦，很有智慧，很聪明啊。
So in all these injustices, we can see that Paul had a wisdom and discretion.
他看出哦，一大半哦，在会众当中，一半是撒都该人，一半是法利赛人，他就利用这两派人哦，这两派人的冲突，这两派人的不和，这两派人的矛盾哦，来激起他们的矛盾来冲突。
So when he saw that amongst them were the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he knew the clashes between them. He made use of these clashes to his advantage.
这是保罗的智慧啊！
And this is his wisdom.
保罗的意思，他们一冲突起来就不用审了啦，是还审什么？他也不打算再解释什么了啦。
So when Paul knew that there would be dissension among them, then he knew that they will no longer judge him.
他如何分化他们、分裂他们
？How did he create this dissension amongst them?
第六节啊
，Verse 6。
他大声说：“弟兄们，我是法利赛人，也是法利赛人的子孙。”
Verse 6, you can see that he cried out in the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee.
我现在受审哦，事实上我被抓来哦，是因为我存着一个死人复活的盼望，我也传说这种复活的盼望，因为这样我被抓来的。
The reason why I'm being arrested and stand before trial here is because of this hope and resurrection of the dead.
我没有犯什么罪，我就是在讲耶稣的复活，我也相信这个复活呀。
I did not commit any sin. I'm only talking about this resurrection because I believe in this resurrection.
我也用这种道理，天国的道理来安慰人，让大家有一个盼望，让大家将来 能够进入天国啊，不要灰心，也不要失望呀。
And I use this message of hope of the heavenly kingdom to encourage those who are in despair, so that they will not lose hope and they will have the kingdom of heaven too.
他的口才很好哦。
He seems to be very eloquent.
他说我就是为了这个复活的盼望，传这个福音而被审的呀。
He said he is being judged for this hope of the resurrection of the dead.
那第七节说，法利赛人和撒都该人听到这个复活的这件事情、哦、就争论起来，他们两派人在那边争起来了，吵起来了。
And verse 7 tells us then when the Sadducees heard about this resurrection, they started arguing with the Pharisees.
那么圣经甚至说，他们就分成了两党啊。法利赛党跟那个撒都该人党两党两派人出来了。
And the Bible tells us that the assembly was divided into two groups, the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
原来第八节说撒都该人说没有复活，没有天使，没有鬼魂，那些撒都该人是不相信这些的。
Verse 8 tells us that the Sadducees do not believe in resurrection, nor angels, nor the spirit.
那法利赛人说有两样都有，有复活，有天使，也有鬼，也有神，也有天使，也有复活，有。
And the Pharisees acknowledge the existence of acknowledge that there is resurrection, angel and the spirit.
现在变成两派人是在争论那个信仰的问题或者观念的问题啊。
So they are now discussing or arguing about their opinion.
到底你们抓保罗来是要审他什么的？到底你们要审判什么的？
So what was that Paul was being trialed?
没有人去理保罗了啦，他们在那边吵架了。
So nobody was bothering about Paul anymore, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees continued to argue among themselves.
第九节，于是大大的喧嚷起来，那是很大声哦，很吵哦。
And verse 9, there arose a loud outcry.
哇，吵到最后的时候呢，有几个法利赛人起来哈，法利赛党的文士哦。争辩说，我看不出这个人，这个保罗有什么恶处，我看不出他吧，为保罗讲话了咯。
Until in verse 9, we can see that some of the scribes of the Pharisees' party, they arose and tried to defend Paul by saying that they found no evil in this man.
如果他所见证的有鬼魂、有天使、有复活，他讲的话是正确的，那怎么办呢？我们怎么可以审判他呀？
What if his testimony regarding the spirit angel, how can we judge him?
保罗的魂化成功了，只是用一句话说，我是传复活盼望的。
Paul has succeeded, and just because he said, I only preach this hope of the resurrection of the dead.
看第十节。
We read verse 10.
那时大起争吵，千夫长恐怕保罗被他们扯碎了。就吩咐兵丁下去，把他从众人当中抢出来啊！我的天哪
！So in verse 10, the commander was afraid that Paul might be put to pieces by these people. He commanded his soldiers to take him by force and to return him to the barracks.
我们在这里看到哈、哦，保罗成功的把他们分化了，他们吵起来了。
So we can see here that Paul managed to split them into two groups.
就让我们想起主耶稣曾经教导我们。
Just like Jesus, he has once taught us.
我们今天在不信的人中间啊，那些不信主的人中间，我们好像羊啊，进入狼群里面去啊，要小心哦。
In the midst of this cruel generation, we must be like this lamb entering into this into this fold.
所以主耶稣教导我们说要灵巧像蛇。
That is why Jesus told us we must be as shrewd as the serpent.
什么叫做灵巧像蛇？
What do you mean by being shrewd?
保罗在这里的表现，现在你正在看的表现，就是灵巧像蛇啊，成功的分化他们，成功的从他们当中出来了，自己脱离出来了。
How Paul conducted himself before the council, we can see that he was very shrewd and he was wise.
那在这里，我们同事也看到，他们能够在一起啊，来一起来审问这个保罗，原来是因为一些利益的结合，有利益的结合来合作的。
And from here, we can also see that the reason why the Pharisees and Sadducees are able to come together is because of some mutual benefits.
但是这种利益的结合哦，是不能够长久的。这个利益的结合是非常虚假的，不是真实的结合。
But then this kind of mutual benefit is only very superficial. It will not last long.
一旦利益有冲突的时候，就会自相残杀，就这样瓦解了，就这样分散了。
Because when there are conflicts of interest, then they will be dispersed.
不是真正的合作了
，because they are not cooperating well.
因为世人的合作常常都是因为利益而走在一起， 看起来好像很合作，其实那个是虚假的，也不是真的合作。
When men cooperate among themselves, it may look good, but actually it's very superficial and quite vain.
所以今天有很多信徒也有一些在说，为什么我们这些主教会不跟外教一起联合啊？我们现在有个世界有一个基督联合会嘛，所有基督教派，不管你是什么教会、什么教派，大家联合在一个组织里面才有力量啊。
There are some members who ask, why didn't our church join these international groups of churches? If we all can join together and be united, then we will find strength.
那些是真的合作吗？
But is that really cooperation?
还是一种利益上的合作呢？
Or is it just for interest or benefit?
不单是我们基督教要联合，甚至基督教跟其他的大宗教，佛教、回教、印度教、天主教，全部宗教都要合在一起。
Not only are the Christian denominations trying to unite themselves, but these Christian churches, they are also trying to reunite with all the other religions, such as Muslims and Buddhism and Taoism.
我问你，这是真的合作吗？
Is this real cooperation?
能够合作吗？
Can they actually cooperate among themselves? It is not possible.
这是利益上的一些合作而已啦。
It is only for mutual benefit.
当利益有冲突的时候，那就分散了，就吵架了。
When there are conflict of interest, then they will argue among themselves and they will.
真正的合作是什么？
What is true cooperation?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
要在真道上合而为一，在真理上合作，在真理上合而为一，那才是真正的合意啊。
And true unity is when we are united in the words of God.
如果在真理上不能够合一，不能够一样，那其他的合一都是假的，都是不长久的，也不真实的，是也不能够合一的。
If we cannot be united in the truth, then you cannot also be united in other areas.
所以要合作呢，基督教要合作呢，就是大家回到真理，真理就能够让我们合一了，合在一起了，真理。
For all these Christian churches to be united, first they must return to the truth.
我们也不要听你的，你也不用听我的，他也不用听他的。我们在这里听耶稣的，听真理的，真理怎样讲，真理怎样做，我们就照做，那就可以合一啊。
We do not have to listen to you, and you do not have to listen to us. And what we all need to do is to listen to the truth.
但是现在很多基督教都不听真理啊，不照真理来做呀，他讲他的，你讲你的呀。
But then today there are many churches who do not listen to the truth. They will just do according to what they think is right.
甚至直接告诉我们说不用听耶稣的，你听我们讲就好了，不用听耶稣的，不用看圣经的，不用照圣经讲的。那就是不用听耶稣咯。
Some of them are so bold as to say we do not have to listen to God or His truth. You just have to listen to us.
那这样怎样合一哦？
Then how can we even be united?
那你叫真理书教会去参加他们的组织吗？怎样合一哦？
So does it mean that our church will have to join in with their organization?
我讲的是真实的见证哦。
I'm telling you a fact.
曾经有一个牧师跟我辩论道理的时候，到最后他很生气哦，因为样样都要翻圣经嘛，所讲的都要根据圣经嘛。
When there was a preacher who was debating with me about the truth, he was very angry because every time we talk about the truth, I will refer to the Bible.
因为有圣经根据，他没办法讲啊，都有圣经根据，他没办法讲。
When our doctrine is being backed by the verse in the Bible, he has nothing to say.
结果你知道他怎么样做的啊？
And do you know what he said?
在我面前把圣经大力的关起来，然后大力的丢到桌子上去，这样啪这样丢下去。丢到桌子上啊，圣经来丢你，丢在桌子了，不是地上了。但是很大声啊，桌子很大声啊。
Later, this pastor of another church, he was so angry and he closed his Bible very loudly and he slammed it on the table.
我吓到一下。
I was taken aback.
因为这个动作太大了。
Because this was too
动作太大。
His action was quite.
后来他大声跟我讲：“你听我讲，不要看圣经，你听我讲。”不要看圣经，他重复两次，就说不要再用圣经了啦。你听我讲就对了。
Then he repeated twice. Don't talk about the Bible. Just listen to me.
哦，那我说，那既然不要照圣经，那我为什么要听你啊？
So、
如果不照圣经，不看圣经，那我为什么要听你啊？我回答他。
So I answered him, if I am not able to refer to the Bible, then why should I have to listen to you?
我们能够在一起哈，在一起就是因为有圣经啊，能够在一起谈、一起研究，因为圣经啊。你现在圣经都不要讲了，圣经都不要看了，都不要听耶稣了，那有什么好谈的呢？
I told him, the fact that we're able to come together is because of this Bible, and we can refer to this Bible. If we are not talking about the Bible, referring to the Bible anymore, then there's nothing left for us to discuss.
结果两个都很生气的离开，我也有气起来了，有搞错没有啊？连圣经都不要看了，还要跟我讲道理，还要辩论呢。
So as a result, both of us are left angrily.
他也生气了。
He was angry.
这是真实的事情。
This is a true happening.
那我的意思是什么呢？
What was I trying to say?
当大家都不要看圣经，都不讲圣经的时候，没有的好，没有的好，那不可能有恶意的。
When they refuse to refer to the Bible, then it is not possible for them to be united.
他们可也许可以吧，因为他们都不看圣经，大家都不看圣经啊。
Probably they can because they don't even refer to the Bible to start with.
我们教牧师教会怎么不看圣经呢？不讲圣经呢
？But how can the True Jesus Church not refer to the Bible and not talk about the Bible？
为什么今天讲到这里
？And why do I talk about this now？
就是我说他们的撒都该人跟法利赛人看起来好像合作哦，好像很同心，事实上那个是虚。虚假的合作，利益上的合作。
We were seeing how these Pharisees and Sadducees they seem to be collaborating with one another very well, but superficially. But actually, it is only for mutual interest.
哇，这里第十节我看到保罗又再次的受伤了。
Verse 10, we see that once again he is being harmed.
连百夫长看到这种情形哦，都吓到了。他认为如果再这样下去，不去救保罗。保罗会被他们两派人撕碎啊，因为一般拉他的手来这里，一般就拉他过去，一般又拉他过来，这样拉来拉去，你的手不会脱掉咩？那个骨头都会脱节啊。
So with this kind of scene before him, the commander was afraid that Paul might be pulled to pieces by all these people rioting.
哎，真的，这里圣经讲，恐怕他被撕碎，那是不是开玩笑的呢
？So it is no small matter that Paul might be pulled to pieces.
因为两班人都很火了，都很激动了。
Because at that time, both parties were already furious.
一般要抓他来审判的，要他死的，要保罗死的。现在一般法律上要救他的，把他扯回来的。
One party, the Sadducees, wanted to judge him, but the Pharisees wanted to pull him out in order to save him.
当兵丁下去的时候，吩咐兵丁下去的是第三班人哦。兵丁下去，从这两班人手上把保罗抢出来。圣经是用抢出来的，用抢的。
So these soldiers actually went in the midst of these two groups of people to take Paul by force from among them.
虽然这里没有说有人打他没有，但是这样扯来扯去、抢来抢去，保罗又受伤了。不受伤吗
？Although it's not stated here that he was beaten, but can we not see that in all this pushing, pulling, Paul is also injured?
不要说这样阿力的拉扯了。我们去给那个铁打医生看啊，那个老师傅啊，他这样痛死我们了 他只是轻轻拉而已啊，两班人在拉你啊，我看到保罗又在受伤，他本来已经受伤，被打到半死了的。
If we see all these Chinese sensei, if they were to massage us, sometimes we feel the pain, so we can imagine Paul at this moment.
哎呀。就是整个过程都在受伤，没有审判之前就已经受伤，审判中也在受伤。
So we can see that Paul had to suffer before his trial and during his trial.
这是他身体的受伤啊，身体的伤。
These are bodily harm.
那是里面跟外面哈，内外都已经受伤了的。
In fact, he was already wounded externally and internally.
那么是一节。就在这个晚上主耶稣亲自向他显现。
It is at that night that the Lord appeared to him. Verse 11, but the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome.
这里说主耶稣向他显现的时候是当夜，就是晚上。就那天的晚上。
Here the Lord Jesus appeared to Paul that night.
晚上呢是黑暗时刻，也是邪恶掌权势力的时刻。
Night time is where the devil controls.
圣经常常说到黑夜已尽，或者是晚上就是指那个恶势力的时刻。魔鬼工作的时间。
When the Bible mentioned about night comes, it always refer to the time of work of the devil.
也就是世人活在黑暗当中，具有很深的那段情形，那段时光啊。
It gives us a connotation of evilness, believers living in evilness.
就在这样黑夜当中啊，魔鬼掌权的时刻啊， 主耶稣显现，向他的仆人显现。
It is during this night time when the devil takes control that the Lord Jesus appeared to him.
我们曾经有一个这样的见证。
We had this testimony.
有一个信徒呢，他梦到他跟教会的传道执事去传福音。
This brother, this believer, he dreamt that he went together with the preachers to preach the gospel.
那在要进入那个村庄传的时候呢？村庄里面突然间出现很多鬼啊，很多鬼突然间从那个村庄那边涌出来啊。
As he was entering the village, suddenly there was a lot of devils coming out.
那他看到这么多鬼出来啊，他害怕，一时害怕，赶快跑啊。不敢再进去那个村里。
When he saw so many devils coming out, he suddenly was gripped with fear and he fled.
啊，结果他倒在路上啊，这样跑跑太快，跌倒在路上。
As he was fleeing away from that village, he fell on the ground.
他在梦里面就看到他在祷告，主耶稣啊，救我！主耶稣啊，救我！祷告求叫耶稣救他。
And in his dream, he saw himself praying to the Lord, pleaded with the Lord to help him and save him.
一只大只的魔鬼，很高大的魔鬼哦，站在他面前一直笑他。
And at that time, there was this huge devil stood standing before this believer and mocking at him.
这个大魔鬼哦，跟他说，你祷告也没有用的啦。
This big devil said, even if you were to pray, it is no use.
为什么呢？
Why?
那个魔鬼自己说，现在是邪恶当道的时候，邪恶势力当道的时候。
The devil said that this is the evil period, evil time.
你们所为那个你们的工人啊，你们的工人啊，现在在我们的手里。
Your worker is now in our hands.
因为那段时间呢，教会站在为一个工人祷告，一个传道人祷告。
Because at that time the church is praying for this one particular worker.
这是我们所尊敬的传道人所认为很有讲道恩赐的传道人。
It is the preacher, it is the worker that we deem to be very eloquent.
那时他的那些事情就在曝光了，就是越来越多人知道了。
That time his whatever happened to him was beginning to be exposed.
但是不知道多严重，多真实。多什么是真实还是假的
？But that time we did not know what is the truth.
那当时教会很多人都替他祷告耶。
Therefore, a lot of members in church were praying for him.
可是这个魔鬼讲什么呢
？What did the devil say？
你们带祷的那个传道人现在在我们这里，已经跟魔鬼在一起了啦。他是属于魔鬼的人，是属于我们的人呐。
The one that you are praying for is no longer with you. He belongs to me now.
那我要讲的是什么呢
？What is it that
我要讲的是魔鬼讲的那句话。
It is what the devil said.
现在是邪恶当道的时刻。
This is the time of evil.
这个就是这里说的当夜晚上。
And this is what is written here, the night.
也是启示录常常说的夜晚哦。夜间呢、啊、
？It is also what is written in Revelation. Night comes.
百日是圣灵工作的时间， Day, 夜晚是把它分出来，那是邪灵撒旦工作的时刻。
Daytime is when the Holy Spirit will work, and nighttime is when the devil will work.
主耶稣钉十字架的时候，也就是黑暗势力掌权的时刻。
When the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross, it was also during the time when the devil took control.
结果那个事情越来越明显哦，明朗了。那个传道人真的是属于魔鬼的人、啊、原来很早就属于魔鬼的人、啊、
later,
成为替魔鬼工作的。
Later on, it became more and more evident that this worker actually belonged to the devil.、
他还在讲道理啊，还在自行圣礼啊。事实上，他已经是在做替魔鬼做工了。
Though he may still be conducting sacraments and speaking sermons, in actual fact, he is actually a worker of the devil.
这些见证也是蛮重要的、哦在灵节上在我们的侍奉上教会里面非常重要的。
At times, these kind of dreams are very important in our service to the Lord.
魔鬼说他已经在我们这里，他是属于我们的。
The devil said that he is now belonging to us.
我们是属耶稣的还是属魔鬼的呢？
Do we belong to God or do we belong to the devil?
我们回到这个第十一节。
We come back to verse 11.
那主耶稣显现说什么呢？
What did Jesus say to Paul?
主耶稣站在保罗的旁边。
The Lord Jesus stood by Paul.
显明主耶稣跟他同在。
To show that Jesus was with him.
没有离开他。
Has never left.
就在他身边。
He was beside him.
主耶稣不是远远的在观看他。
Jesus was not just watching from afar.
就站在他的身边陪着他。
Jesus was just standing by him to keep him company.
主耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus
所以说放心吧
Jesus said, be of good cheer.
就是叫保罗你不用担心。
In other words, Paul, you do not have to worry.
无论发生什么事，
whatever happens,
一切都掌握在主的手中，在我的手中。
Everything is in my hands.
那么一切发生在你身上的，在发生在保罗身上的，也一切都在神的旨意里面。
Everything that happened to Paul is in the will of God.
啊，都是有神的意思在里面。你受的苦难，你被打，你被抓，你被关，你一切一切发生在你身上的。你身上的都有神的旨意。
Right from the time he's arrested to the time he was beaten and to the time he was judged, everything has the will of God.
那么主耶稣借着这个异象呢，安慰保罗，鼓励保罗。
Through this vision, Jesus comforted Paul.
鼓励他要继续为他做见证，为主做见证。
To encourage him to continue to testify for him.
主说，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马要为我做见证。
Jesus said, just like how you testified for him in Jerusalem, so he must also testify in Rome.
只是主耶稣告诉保罗，为我做见证的方法，为我做见证的方式改变了。
Our Lord Jesus told Paul that it is only the method whereby he testified for him has changed.
你看到了吗？传福音，为主传福音的方式改变了，你有看到吗？
Can you see that the way Paul preached the gospel has changed?
以前是可以自由公开的为主做见证。
In the past, he had the freedom and he could preach openly.
从现在开始，你要以囚犯的方式为我做见证。
But now, from now onwards, you will have to preach for me as a convict.
因为你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，就是之前他在耶路撒冷做见证传福音就被抓呀。
When Jesus said in Jerusalem, it was how Paul was arrested in Jerusalem.
对吧？然后就开始一直到现在呀。
And right until this point in time.
然后就一直到罗马去啊。
And right until when Paul goes to Rome.
你现在用这种在耶路撒冷用这种形式为我做见证，你在罗马也会用这种方式为我做见证，就是用囚犯的方式。
How you have testified for me in Jerusalem as a convict, the same way you will testify for me in Rome.
那这种囚犯的方式做见证，直到死为止哦。
And to testify for Jesus as a convict is right until he dies.
这时候啊，保罗才真正的明白什么叫做耶路撒冷的捆绑。
Then only Paul at that time he realized what is this bondage in Jerusalem.
我相信我们现在也开始才明白什么叫做耶路撒冷的捆绑。我的题目也是耶路撒冷的捆绑。
Perhaps now only we are beginning to realize what is this, what's the meaning of this bondage in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的捆绑原来就是要用耶路撒冷做见证的方式，就是囚犯的方式。用囚犯的方式继续为主耶稣做见证。
In other words, he will have to continue to bear witness for Jesus as a criminal in Jerusalem.
那么这种囚犯方式传福音的对象也是不同的，跟自由公开的方式是不同的。
And therefore, the target is also different as preaching openly.
这种囚犯的方式呢，传福音方式对象是君王。
This kind of preaching would be targeted at the kings,
还有罗马的政府高官
and the commanders of the Roman government,
甚至是那些监牢里面的人
and also prisoners.
主耶稣把福音的对象改变了，现在面对传给君王，传给那些政府官员，传给那些监狱里面的人。
So God has changed the target of the audience from the ordinary people to kings, governors, and fellow prisoners.
但你如果你要传给这些人呢，你要付出代价。
But if you want to preach to these people, then you have to pay a price.
你不能够再用自由身份来传的，不能。
You are no longer free.
因为你用自由身份传，你就没有办法到君王那边去，没有办法到政府高官那边去。
If you are preaching as a free man, then you cannot go to the king.
你也没有办法进入监牢里面去传。
And you cannot also go to the prison.
所以你看啊，当他用这种囚犯方式的时候，他在监牢里面传福音，你知道吗？
So we can see that when he used this method to preach, he was actually preaching to the prisoners.
我们看下去的时候，有一个巡抚啊，就是那个省长啊，巡抚啊，他带他太太进监牢里面去听保罗讲道呢。
Later on, we will see that there is this jailer who brought his wife to the prison to hear Paul.
到他的办事处把保罗提出来，到他的那个办事处跟他讲圣经嘛。
He actually went to see Paul so that Paul could speak to them.
这个就是主耶稣改变了保罗传福音的方式，要用这种方式传。
This is how God changed the method that Paul preached the gospel.
那就应验《使徒行传》的第九章咯。
This fulfilled the prophecy in Acts chapter 9.
主耶稣选召他的时候就这样跟他讲了嘛，在第九章选召他的时候。
When God chose Paul, he said this to him.
十五节，九章十五节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 15.
你对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。要在君王面前宣扬神啊。
Jesus, God has prophesied that Paul is chosen so that he can bear his name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel.
16节
Verse 16.
我也要指示他，就是保罗，他要为我的名必须受许多许多的苦啊。
And God will also show Paul how many things he has to suffer for God's sake.
所以说很早就预定了，就已经准预备好了，就已经。他要走的路就是这样了。
Our Lord Jesus has already prepared this way for Paul.
所以一切发生在我们身上的都有主的旨意，都有主的美意。
So everything that happened to us, there is this beautiful will of God.
因为你是为主做的。
Because you are doing for God.
如果你不是为主耶稣做的。
Unless you do not do it for God.
你是为自己做的。
You do it for yourself.
你是为别人做的。
You do it for others.
你为别的目的做的。
You have ulterior motive.
那发生在你身上的，那就不一定是主的旨意哦，那不是。
Then whatever happens to you may not be God's will.
那是你自己哪来的？你自己惹起的事情哦。
For these are the things that you took it upon yourself.
但是如果是我们为主、为教会、为福音的
，But if we do it for God, His church and the gospel,
一切临到我们身上的都是主的美意。
Then everything that happens to us is the beautiful will of God.
我们感谢主，看到主耶稣来安慰。保罗向他显现。
We thank God that God has appeared before Paul to encourage him.
那意思说要继续前进哦，继续走这个福音的路线，继续的哦，为主耶稣往前走了。
In other words, we must forge ahead and to go onward, go forward.
来，我们唱诗181首。
We sing hymn 181.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续与保罗一同进入到。使徒行传的二十三章里面去。
We continue to follow after Paul into Acts of the Apostles chapter 23.
二十三章我们看到保罗被带到犹太人最高的公会、最高法院里面去。
We saw in chapter 23 that Paul was brought into the highest court among the Jews.
里面都是犹太人的长老、祭司、大祭司等高官，有权柄的那些犹太人。
Which consists of all the Jewish elders and the high priests, as well as everyone who are full of authority.
他们可以定保罗的罪的。
Who have the right to condemn Paul to his crime.
但是就在审讯的过程当中
，and in the trial,
因为大祭司不照那个不照法律的规矩
，because the chief priest did not obey the law.
在律法上不能够打一个没有判罪。没有做错，没有说错，没有任何的错，不能打一个，不能打正在被告的人，不能够打他。
Because under the law, they have no right to scourge or to beat up a person who has not been found guilty in a court yet.
但是大祭司自己违反这种法律的规条。
But the chief priest has violated this very law.
传道提出这个就是权力的傲慢。
And I pointed out that this was the haughtiness, the arrogance of authority.
那保罗神给他聪明智慧。
But God gave Paul wisdom.
看出他们当中里面是不合的，他们的合意，他们的结合，是不同心的。
To observe that their apparent unity is but not united at all.
就在那边提出了他被审最重要的是因为他在传扬基督的复活的道理。
And pointed out there and then that he was only preaching about the teaching of resurrection.
他没听到这个有复活的道理啊，撒都该人就骂他说你乱讲，这根本没有复活。
As the Sadducees heard of this teaching, and the Sadducees got very chaotic. They said that there's no such thing as resurrection.
但是当中的一些审判人员也有一般的是法利赛人，他说有啊，就是有审判呐、也有鬼神呐、也有天使啊，也有复活啊，你怎么说他讲的是错的呢？
But among their own council, there are also Pharisees who actually believe in resurrection in the judgment day and as well as spirits and demons.
撒都该人跟 犹太人这两班人就在法庭里面、哦、就吵起来冲突起来。
And therefore the Sadducees and the Pharisees got into chaos in the court.
结果两班人就都要把保罗拉去啊。
And both of these two groups wanted to take Paul away.
那这样的情况，第十节，二十三章十节，百夫长看到这种情形啊，这样下去，保罗整个人会被他们撕碎去啊。
And verse 10, we saw that the commander seeing this great dissension, he was worried that Paul might be pulled apart.
然后就吩咐兵力去从他们两班人中把保罗救出来。圣经说是把他们抢出来啊，用抢的呀。
And he commanded the soldiers to go down to take him by force.
真的，如果再拉扯，再大力一点，保罗真的被他们撕成两半的呀，
if
是真的、啊。
If they continue to pull Paul, with such force, that Paul might be torn into pieces.
现在不要讲撕成两半了、啊，被这个拖，其实这个你拖来拖去。那个手啊，那个脚，身体都受伤了，骨节也脱节了，都会受伤了。
Even if he wasn't torn into pieces, he would have suffered a lot of internal injuries.
那传道的意思说，很多时候圣经没有说他们打保罗，哦，没有讲到保罗怎样的痛啊受伤，但是你从他圣经的描述，他们怎样的去对待保罗。你应该可以看到保罗的受伤，正在受伤。
Point out to you is that although the Bible may not explicitly illustrate to you the kind of damage or the kind of hurt that Paul was suffering, but you have to understand that he was actually suffering here.
所以保罗讲一句话，他的这句话是真实的，没有夸张的。
Therefore, when Paul said that, it wasn't exaggerating.
他整身哈、哦、身上都带着耶稣的印记，主的印记就是受伤、受苦、受难、哦、受鞭打。流血被砸的种种伤痕啊，身上都满有耶稣的伤痕啊。
And because he was actually bearing the signs of the Lord Jesus, which are the scars of Christ, and all the beatings, all the hurt, and also wounds on his body.
我们今天受一点点苦，受一点点伤，我们就说要休息啦，我们就说我们不做啦，我们就怎么样啊，很冤枉啦，很可怜啦。
And on the contrary, today, just by bearing a little bit of pain and suffering, we are already crying out.
那很多时候这种伤都不是为耶稣的，是自己造成的，自己不小心的，或者自己在家里还是做什么事情创伤的。
And most of these times, this hurt or these sufferings that you have are actually caused by yourself. It's by your own negligence, by your own mistakes.
那保罗的伤，身上的伤，完全是为耶稣的，因为耶稣的。
But the sufferings and the hurt that Paul had was because of Christ.
那十一节
verse 11,
就在那个晚上，主耶稣向他显现。
On that following night, the Lord appeared to him.
主耶稣站在保罗的身旁。
The Lord stood by him.
这种描述是让我们觉得很安慰的。主耶稣一直在跟保罗同在，一直都陪着他，在身旁。
The way these words have described this is to show that the Lord Jesus is always standing by his side throughout every part of his journey.
主耶稣也知道保罗现在的心情。
The Lord Jesus understands his feelings.
叫他放心，不用担心。
Telling him to be of good cheer.
不担心才是假的，我们总是人嘛。
How can we not be worried? Because we are just human beings.
就好像一个绵羊进入到狼群里面去，都是狮子啊，野兽啊。这小绵羊怎么不害怕呢？
Just like a harmless little sheep going into the among the wolves and among the lions.
内心还是有担忧的。
We must have a bit of worry in our heart.
所以说你放心，不用怕。
The Lord Jesus said to him, "Be of good cheer."
哦，耶稣告诉他说：“你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必在罗马为我做见证。”
Jesus said to him, "As you have testified for me in Jerusalem, you must also bear witness at Rome."
这句话的意思有几个啦？
There are a few meanings to this.
其中一个就是说，你现在不会死啊，不会，你的工作不会结束了，你一直要到罗马去了。
Firstly,
你一定会到罗马去，那等于说你还活得好好的咯。
It goes to mean that you will not die here, and you will still have time to go to Rome and to do this work for me.
好，那原来保罗现在才明白，原来。耶路撒冷的捆绑啊，就是主耶稣用这种方式，用这种捆绑，让他继续传福音，做使徒呀。
It was only at this point that Paul started to realize that it was through this kind of a method that Paul was supposed to preach the gospel for Christ.
不再像以前这样自由到哪里去了。
It is not as like before that where he was a free man and now he was in bondage.
我们从主耶稣的话十一节里面看到保罗的侍奉生命，这个福音生命哦。进入到更高峰，更另一个层次里面去了。
Verse 11, we can see that the faith of Paul has already come to a higher level.
这是 一个神仆人的，一个神工人的，一个神国勇士的荣耀来的，这是一个荣耀来的。
This is a very glorious thing to a warrior or a servant of God.
没有几个仆人啊，没有几个神的工人啊，可以得到这种荣耀，没有几个。
There are not many of the workers of God who can attain this.
因为我们受不了啊，承受不了这种荣耀。
Because we are unable to withstand this kind of glory.
我都讲了，我们有时伤风啊，咳嗽啊，一下不舒服，我们就休息了。我们说我们不做了，我们又怎样又怎样了，是吗？只是受一点小伤而已哦。
Busy taking breaks and MC just for a little flu or some cough.
我们那里有资格来承受这么大的荣耀，这么大的这种十字架呢？没，我们没有这种，我们配不到，配不上了。简单说，配不上。
And how are we supposed and how are we able to bear with such sufferings for such great glory?
直到有一天我们被圣灵充满。
Until one day perhaps we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们心里满是充满着爱主爱神的心。
And our heart is only filled by the love for Christ.
这时候。然后可能你有这个资格，有这种条件来承受主耶稣给我们的这个十字架的荣耀。
At that juncture, you probably have that kind of qualification and the spirit to bear this suffering for the glory of God.
在血气的人来看，这个是我们的羞辱，我们的灾难，神的惩罚。
In the flesh, this may appear to be the punishment and disaster for us.
甚至说神不跟我们同工，受这么多苦。
And it's as though that God is not working for us, working with us, and that we are suffering.
但是在我们心里非常清楚，这是神给我们的荣耀来的。
But deep down in our hearts, we realize that this is but the glory of God.
十字架在灭亡的人呢，是愚拙的，是羞辱的。
Because the sufferings of the cross to the people of this world who are to perish, they will see this as a kind of shame.
站在我们得救的人来看呢，它是荣耀来的，它是恩典来的，它是极大的荣耀来的。
But to us who are receiving salvation, this is the greatest glory.
就是看你够程度了没有咯。
It depends on your level of faith.
好，我们继续看下去，十二节到十五节。
We read from verse 12 to verse 15.
这里说有四十多人哦，要谋杀保罗。
It tells us that there are some people who want to kill Paul.
十二节。
Verse 12.
请念。
Verse 12, and when it was day, some of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under an oath, saying that they would neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. Verse 13, now that there were more than 40 who had formed this conspiracy, 14, they came to the chief priests and elders and said, we have bound ourselves under a great oath that we will eat nothing until we have killed Paul. Verse 15, now you, therefore, together with the council, suggest to the commander that he be brought down to you tomorrow as though you were going to make further inquiries concerning him, but we are ready to kill him before he comes near.
这里说到天亮的时候呢，就有一群的犹太人同谋起事啊，发誓说如果不杀保罗，就不吃饭，不喝水啊。
Now it was during daytime that some of these Jews banded together to come up to an oath that they would not eat and drink until they kill Paul.
那这些人呢，一共加起来一共有四十多人啊。
Altogether, there would be more than 40 of them.
那个是很多人哦，一群人哦。
This is such a great congregation.
不是一两个人哦。
Not one or two.
那他们起誓哦，若不先杀保罗，就不吃不喝，那个就是禁食咯。
They took an oath and they are actually fasting in order to kill Paul.
我们只听过禁食是为了祷告嘛。
And we heard that we fast and pray.
我们也听说禁食是为了要赶鬼啊，所以要禁食嘛，没有力量嘛。
We have also heard before that we sometimes we fast in order to cast out demons.
你有听说过禁食是因为为了要杀人，我要杀人，所以我要禁食。
But have you heard that because you want to kill somebody, you are trying to fast now?
老实说，我是没听过啦。
Honestly, I have never heard.
但是现在却让我们大开眼界啊！现在就让你听到看到了。
But now your eyes are open to looking at this very strange case.
在我们信仰里面，我们禁食是因为软弱嘛，要悔改嘛。
In our faith, we fast in order to counter our weaknesses.
或者是要求圣灵嘛，或者是要求恩赐啊，或者是要赶鬼等等啊，信仰的问题嘛。
Or perhaps we fast to pray for the Holy Spirit or spiritual gifts or for spiritual issues.
这里他们却用禁食禁食是我们人跟神的事情，
But,
却用禁食跟神有关的事情来杀人要杀人哎。
And fasting is actually a communion with God, and they're using fasting as a way for them to kill someone.
真的你看了有什么感想呀？
How do you feel about this?
这些都不是外邦人都是犹太人，他们都知道什么禁食的道理呢？都知道为什么要禁食呢？
These are not even Gentiles. They understand the meaning of fasting. They are the Jews.
在旧约里面，你看禁食的重点，他的精神就是要刻苦己心，向神悔改的呀。
In the Old Testament, people fast in order to pummel their desires and repent to God.
真的是大开眼界、啊、禁止是为了要杀人、啊、所以我禁止我的天、啊、什么搞的呀
Now it's an eye-opening message because they are now fasting in order to kill somebody.
真的是乱七八糟啦
This is indeed messy.
当然他们的这样的意思是说决心一定要把保罗除掉了
And they are telling us that they are determined to kill Paul.
在他们来讲，他们是为神热心的，要把这个侮辱神的这种羞辱神的这个人啊除灭掉，是为神来大发热心，为神工作了。
But on their part, they would think that this is a way for them to be zealous, for them to show zeal for God because they are killing someone against God.
那么他们怎样杀保罗呢
？How did they try to kill Paul?
他们就设一个诡计，设一个陷阱来杀害保罗。
They plotted a scheme or a plot or a trap to kill Paul.
就是首先他们先见这个大祭司跟这些长老们经过他们的同意
First they are to meet this chief priest to, and the elders to seek their agreement
大祭司跟这些长老当然同意因为他们一路来就想杀保罗的呀
Of course the chief priest and the elders who already wanted a Paul dead would agree to this
我们已经讲过了在 那几章开始的时候一直要杀保罗一直就要杀下去了到二十三章还是看到的呀。
We have been talking about this before this chapter that they wanted Paul to kill Paul.
然后他们的方法是什么
？What was their method？
哦，那么用公会的名义，就是最高法院的这种权力，要这个千夫长啊把保罗放出来，带到犹太人的公会里面去，然后在路上就把他干掉了。
That's to use the name of the council, the name of the high court of the Jews, and to inquire that the commander asked Paul to come out, and along the way, he would be killed.
因为公会就是犹太人最高的这个法院哦，有权力叫一个人到法庭里面去受审的，去解释的。
Because by the order of the council, he has the highest authority to summon someone to the court for a trial.
但是他们不是真的要详细查考了。
But that was not their intention.
这里说，在他路上呢，我们就把他杀掉。
And it tells us that while he was on his journey, they would be ready to kill him.
嗯，这些人已经意识到，已经很清楚了。用正式公开的审讯哦，没有办法除掉保罗的啦。
These people already realized that they cannot get rid of Paul through a very common or formal methods.
因为正式的审判都是要有证据的，是公开证据的。
Because by going into trial, they will require a lot of evidence.
他们根本没有证据的，
they do not
都是假见证啊。
They don't have any open witness, but only false witnesses.
又加上保罗很厉害啊，很敏捷。
And Paul being someone so smart.
哦，然后所以他们现在是用卑鄙的、黑暗的、邪恶的方法来除掉保罗。
Now they are applying a despicable and wicked schemes to get rid of Paul.
简单说，光明的方法不用没办法用除掉你，就用黑暗的方法来除掉你。
Simply put, the methods in the light cannot get rid of him. They will use the methods of the dark.
其实公开受审呢，也。对我们来讲也不是他们光明的行为了，也不是。
And even as they were trying to have an open trial to stand in the court, even that alone is not actually done in the light.
因为公开受审里面有很多黑暗的假见证、假的东西啊，有一个目的的、有邪恶的目的存在，那就不是光明了。
Because、
只是外表上的光明。
Even throughout this legal proceedings for them to stand trial, they are already doing a lot of things in the dark to get a false witnesses.
简单说，假光明，假的光明正大，没办法了，就直接用黑暗的，直接进入黑暗里面的。
To put it simply, that the false open or false open methods cannot work, they will completely use dark methods.
看十六节。
16.
这里说保罗的外甥啊，听见他们设下埋伏要杀保罗，就赶快来到营楼里面来告诉保罗啊。
Now Paul's sister son heard of their ambush. He came and entered the barracks to tell him.
嗯，那么保罗，你看他处理事情很谨慎，非常冷静。
Now we can see that Paul was very calm.
保罗听到这件事情呢，赶快叫一个百夫长来带领这个少年人，就是他的侄儿去见。当时最高的那个千夫长 在那个营楼里最高的千夫长
Now he called one of the centurions and asked that he bring this man to the commander who is of a higher level to tell him this information、
嗯、那么这个保罗的外甥这里说只是一个少年人、哦、
Here it tells us that this sister's son was only a young man.
18节,
verse 18.
哦, 他只是一个少年人, 可是你看他处理事情非常的冷静哦。
But even at a young age, he was doing things very calmly.
这是一个很重大的事件来的。
This was a very serious matter.
哦, 少年人, 哦, 有这样的表现, 有这样的这么冷静的处事。 非常难得，非常的成熟。
But for a young man like him to be able to have such a seriousness and calmness to deal with this issue, this shows his maturity.
我们也要注意，这个保罗没有把这么重要的事告诉百夫长，没有呢。
And we can take note that Paul did not directly reveal this to the centurion.
只跟百夫长说，这个少年人有很重要很重要的事要告诉千夫长，只是跟他这样讲，你带他去见千夫长。
And all that he did was to actually ask the centurion to bring this young man to the commander to tell the commander straight away.
所以百夫长也不知道发生什么事的呀。Therefore,
the centurion wouldn't know what happened.
这个就是保罗他们处事的谨慎的地方，小心谨慎的地方。That
is the cautiousness of Paul.
以免这个消息被泄露了。Lest
that this message or this insider news be spread out.
消息被泄露，被传回大祭司那边，那个就。 就情况就很危险了。When
this news had reached the ears of the chief priest, then it would become more dangerous.
因为在这个军营里面，什么人都有啊。Because
in this camp, there are all kinds of people.
很多人都是想要捧这些大祭司的嘛，都是要捧这些上层人士的嘛。
There are too many people who want to support the chief priest.
里面是很黑暗的啦。It
is full of dark things.
所以做处理事情非常的低调，小心谨慎，加上成熟。
Therefore, in handling these sensitive issues, they have to be very at a low profile and very cautious.
我们看19节,
verse 19.
那千夫长的表现又如何呢？他知道过后,
how did the commander react to this?
19节，千夫长就把那个少年人，拉他的手走到另外一边去，私下问他到底有什么事情。 有什么重要事情私下问他。
The commander took him by the hand and went aside and asked him privately, why is this so important?
不在他的办事处来问他。
That is not at his office.
因为他的办事处总是有一些兵啊，总是有一些打杂的人啊，总是有人来人，有其他的人在呀。
Because surely there will be other soldiers or other passers-by at his office.
我看到这里，虽然很轻描淡写的这样描述，其实他在告诉我们，这件事是非常秘密的。 这件事情是非常小心处理的。Although
these words may come across as very simple, but it shows a lot of cautiousness and high level of carefulness.
从一个少年人是这样，连保罗也是这样，到权力很高的这个千夫长也是这样。
The young man was cautious, Paul was cautious, and even the commander of her highest authority was cautious.
让我们看到他们都是 经过风浪的人啊，非常有经验成熟的。Now
we can see that they were very well seasoned and they are experienced people.
我们今天处理事情有没有这样呢
？But do we do things like this?
还是小小事情就闹到天下都知，闹到天下都乱呢？天下的人都在吵，都在谈论呢。Or
rather, we are just crying out loud and shouting just for the smallest issues.
这些都是很安静的，很安静在处理的。They
all did this very quietly.
知道的哈，不知道不应该知道的人没有给你知道的。
And they wouldn't have to reveal this to people who are not related.
连百夫长也有权利的，也是一个官来的，也没有让他知道。Even
the centurion.
不是他处理呀，不是他处理就不需要让他知道呀。
The centurion who is of such authority, Paul did not reveal this to him.
直接报告给那个有在处理中的那个官员，他有权利处理的，你跟他讲就好。那其他的你跟他讲干什么？
But Paul selectively only revealed to the person who is actually in charge of his case and not the others.
今天我们在教会处理事情也是这样啊。The
same goes for us in church.
不够成熟，不够冷静，不够低调。We
lack maturity, we lack calmness and a low profile.
再接下去看。We
read on.
22节。
Verse 22. So, verse 22, so the commander let the young man depart and commanded him, tell no one that you have revealed these things to me.
那么这个千夫长知道了这个消息，他们要40多人已经埋伏要杀保罗了。
Now that the commander is aware that 40 of the Jews are plotting to kill Paul.
21节说他们已经准备好了，只是等你答应罢了。你一答应把保罗放出去，他们就杀他了。
Verse 21 tells us that they are just waiting for a promise from you, and they will be killing Paul right away.
那22节，千夫长打发少年走开，离开了，赶快离开，然后对他说：“你不要告诉任何人。”
Verse 22, that the commander let the young man leave and not to tell anybody else.
第一，这件事情不要告诉任何人。
But tell no one about this.
第二，也不要告诉任何人说你已经将这个事情跟我讲了，也不要告诉人家说我已经知道了。
And secondly, also tell no one that you have revealed this to me.
Yeah, 为什么要这样讲呢？
Why did he command this?
第一，当然是避免风声走漏了，走漏消息了。
First, it is not to spread the news.
第二，这个千夫长啊，处理事情很成熟。他应该也考虑到要保护这个少年人。
And secondly, this commander was also very cautious and he also thought of protecting the young man.
就是哦，不要把这件事，把将这个少年人也拉进来，受牵连啊，让他受到牵连都不要。
The last thing he wanted was that a young man, even a young man, would be dragged into the issue.
啊，所以没有人知道，没有人知道你参与这个事啊，来报告这个事啊，没有人知道呀。
And now that nobody knew that you are part of it.
这个就是一种成熟了。
That is maturity.
一种处理事情的一种稳重了。
There's also a maturity in handling issues.
也会考虑到哈、哦、对方那个报告消息的人要考虑到他，要有时也要是要保护他。
You're also being considerate for the person who brought the news.
嗯，这是这样看起来，我们很多事情，教会的事情啊，很多都是可以很好处理、很顺利处理的，结果因为不成熟的方式，因为大嘴巴，结果事情弄得很复杂呀。
Now you reflect back into our context, and a lot of issues would have been resolved if not for people leaking the message out or leaking out the sensitive information.
那23到24节呢?
Verse 23 to 24.
哦，请念。
23, and he called for two centurions, saying, prepare 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at the third hour of the night. 24, and provide mounts to set Paul on and bring him safely to Felix the governor.
这里说这个千夫长、哦、马上、哦、就连夜、哦、在那个晚上、哦、就把保罗、哦、送到这个该撒利亚去了。
Now we can see that the commander took action throughout the night to send Paul to Caesarea.
嗯，看三十一节嘛、哦、
Verse 31.
于是兵丁照吩咐他们将保罗夜里带到安提帕底、哦、晚上就离开了。
And the soldiers did as commanded and brought Paul to Antipatris by night.
那么从这里要到那个该撒利亚呢，一共是要90多公里啊，要走90多公里的路也是蛮远的。
They had to take a journey of 90 km, which is actually very far.
嗯，那么啊、哦，从耶路撒冷到这个该撒利亚。
From Jerusalem to Caesarea.
那么这个在路途上呢，这个千夫长。为了保护保罗，他准备了很多兵马来护送保罗走啊。
And even to prepare this journey, the commander prepared a lot of soldiers and horsemen to protect.
这里说步兵哦就有200。
And 200 soldiers.
然后马兵有70哦。
70 horsemen.
还有长枪手哦有200哦。
200 spearmen.
哦，就是说今夜还出。往该撒利亚去，就是今晚哈、哦，今晚9点钟了，就是我们现在的9点钟，当时的9点钟。
And to go to Caesarea at the third hour of the night, which is around 9 p.m.
嗯，你看他处理事情很快哦，很快处理哦。
We can take that. We can see that this commander did things very quickly.
明天、啊、等到天亮，明天再走吧、啊，没有，连夜马上就处理了。
He made no delay to wait for another day, but he did this immediately at night.
而且是动用这么多兵马来保护、来护送。
And he also utilized such great group of people and soldiers.
可见是这个千夫长啊，他处理事情非常谨慎哦。他把这件事可能是很大的事哦，不是小事来的哦。
So we can see that this commander was extremely cautious, and he also treated this as the most serious issue.
嗯，因为这不是一两个人要杀保罗，四十几人是整群人要杀他，有计划的要杀他了，有计划的。
Because this is actually a planned plot to kill Paul by 40 people.
这个保罗，所以他在他的书信中有说到哈，有这样讲过这一计划了。
Therefore, Paul, in his letters or his epistles, he mentioned this.
请看罗马书的八章。
Return to Romans chapter 8.
八章三十一节。
Verse 31.
这里说，既然是这样，有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢？他就讲出这一句话来。
Paul said, if God is for us, who can be against us?
这句话是他经历了很多的患难，很多的凶险，很多的试探，很多的这种死亡。
得出的一个结论，得出的讲出来的一句话。
These very words have been uttered by Paul after these years and years of extreme experiences.
不是随便说啊，神帮助我，不是这样的。
He did not utter this very casually.
既然是这样，他经历了很多嘛，我们有什么好说的呢？没有什么好说的啦。
Of all these sufferings and tribulations and experience,
神若要帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？你还要说什么？你还要计划什么？你还要讲什么？神帮助我们，没有人可以抵挡我们呢。
Paul said this. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against?
那当然，如果神不帮助我们，一只蚊子也可以要我们的命咯。
If God was not for us, then a mosquito would be able to take our life away.
神不帮助我们，踢到一粒小石头啊，我们的脚就会肿起来，就甚至就会细菌感染啊，怎么样积掉啦、啊，怎么样很痛苦啊，就很多事情呢、啊。
If God is not for us, then we hit a stone and our feet would bleed and we'll have infection, we might die from.
这是个信仰的经验谈来的。
This is an experience of faith.
很宝贵的一句话。
It's a precious phrase.
哦，神若帮助我们，有谁能抵挡我们
？If God is for us, who can be against us?
若不是主在保护。哪会有这样的安排？你开玩笑没
？If not for the protection of God, how could you see such an arrangement?
保罗又不是什么大人物了，讲起来就是个平民而已嘛。
Paul was only a peasant, and he wasn't anyone great.
哦，现在这样的保护就好像一个保护一个大官，一个非常重要的国家大人物这样来保护了。
But the protection that he was receiving from a commander was like protecting someone of high authority.、
嗯、那么除了送保罗哈、哦，用很多兵来保护他。还马上写公函啊，写信写公函的二十五节。
Other than the escort that he received from all these soldiers, he also wrote a letter.
二十五节到三十节。
Verse 25 to 30.
他的重点是在二十九节了。
Important point is that verse 29.
他写给那个巡抚啊，最高在犹太省哈、哦、处理这个犹太事务的这个最高官员就是巡抚，就是省长，我们今天说的省长。
And he was writing to Felix the governor, who was the highest level of governance for the state.
他的重点说，这个保罗啊，这个保罗他没有什么该死的罪了，没有了。
He was trying to stress that he didn't find any guilt against the law.
甚至也没有什么应该要坐牢、要判坐牢的罪都没有了。
And there was no crime sentenced to the chains.
第一次哦。他没有什么应该死判死刑的罪，他没有这种大罪。
Yes, he is not accused of, or he is.
第二，他连
not guilty
坐牢哦，小罪，一般上的罪，坐牢的罪也没有了。
Of any death sentence or even a sentence to be put to jail.
那为什么他们要告他呢？为什么要杀他呢
？Then why are they trying to charge him？
不过他们是那些立法上、他们信仰上、立法上那些规条的事情呢、啊，那些信仰的那些辩论的事情呢、啊。
It was only because of this, the customs and the Jewish rights and laws.
嗯，但问题现在他们要杀他呀。
But the problem is they're trying to kill him.
所以我就哦叫人哦护送他到你哪里去。
Which is why he commanded the soldiers to escort him.
而且我也告诉那些告他的人呢，要告保罗的人到你那边去听审吧。
That's also to tell the people who accused him to stand trial at your side.
这是个正式的公文，我们说的政府公函。
This is a formal government letter.
啊，把这件保罗他们控告保罗的事情呢，把他推到巡抚那边去受审，那个更高的官员去受审。
Has to pass this trial or this case to the higher level of authority, the governor.
那么三十三节到三十五节。
Verse 33 to 35。
那么他们就到了巡抚的面前了。
Now they've come before the governor.
已经到该撒利亚了，已经走了九十多公里的路了。
After a 90 km distance of journey.
那三十四节，巡抚看了文书。公函就问保罗：“你是那一省的人
？”The governor read the letter and asked, "From which province was he?"
然后得知他是基利家的人。
And he understood that he was from Cilicia.
啊，为什么要这样问他？你知道吗
？Why did he have to ask this?
意思是说，这个巡抚他要先确定你是属于哪一省的，是不是属于我管的？如果不是我管的，我就把你送走，我就没有资格来管你的事了，来审问你的事了。有另外一个一个 一个官员来审啊、来审问你了。
This implies that he was trying to make sure that this Paul was actually from the province under his governance, otherwise it would be passed to another governor.
那他好、哦，他确定了保罗说是基利家人，就是他的范围，他管辖的范围来的，他的范围了。
And now he could ascertain that Paul was from the Cilicia, which is part of his government.
那要推也推不掉了。
He could not push this off.
那三十五节他就说好，等告你的人来到了。我们就仔细来审问呢。
Then 35 says that he will wait until his accusers arrive, then we will start the trial.
那这时就把保罗暂时呢看守在叙利的衙门里。
And now Paul would be kept at in Herod's praetorium.
这个不是一个正式的这个监牢啊，不是正式的监牢。
This is not a prison.
这个叙利的衙门哦，就是叙利的王我们说现在来讲是政府办事处啦，办公的地方，办公楼。
This Herod's Praetorium as a one of the offices of the government.
我看那个资料是说，以前叙利王在这个该撒利亚这个地方他的行宫啊，他有时到这里，他就在住在这里了。
And from some study, we find out that this is part of the headquarters of Herod before.
那么后来罗马政府呢，改为省长巡抚的官邸，这个省长的办事的地方也是他的官邸，也是他的家，他住宿办事的地方都在这里。
And now, when the time of the Roman Empire came, and this place was turned into one of the offices or the even the place of residence of the governor of the province.
所以保罗还没有正式被关在监牢里哦。
And therefore, Paul was not locked up into a prison.
是被关在巡抚的总办事处里面的一个扣留所呀。
Rather to be kept at an office of the governor.
嗯，因为还没有正式审判呢。
Because he didn't stand the trial yet.
那看二十四章。
Chapter 24.
二十四章我们的题目叫做在巡抚腓力斯面前受审。
This records of the trial before Governor Felix.
嗯。